Turning now to sport now with Warwick Hadfield. And in AFL, Carlton's Chris Yaron is facing a long suspension.
Yes, Ellen. I don't know if you watched the game on Saturday. He and Paul Chapman, Essendon player, were having a bit of a set too, push and shove, you know, the sort of thing that goes on normally. And then out of nowhere, Chris Yaron, who's played 108 games without blemish, pulls out this big swinging left arm haymaker and clipped Chappie on the side of the head. Claret came out, stitches were needed, concussion test needed. And in the modern milieu of Australian football, the look is everything, and it wasn't a good look. The marketing people, as much as the tribunal people, would be saying, get this bloke out and send the message out there that we don't tolerate this in the game. So he doesn't even get a chance to take an early plea under the new rules. He just goes straight to the tribunal, which sits tonight. And I would have thought somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks on the sidelines, Ellen.
And more problems ahead in rugby union. What's going on?
Well, you're talking about the look and the marketing of the various sports. Ron Barassi said at a speech I attended a few years back that we will not be able to sustain these 4 elite football codes in Australia forever and a day. And so that begs the question, or asks the question, which one might go? And you'd have to say at the moment, rugby union is one of those. They had an annual general meeting yesterday. They announced a loss of about $6.3 million. They do say they are pumping up their tyres a bit in saying that more and more people are playing the game, and they do, but they will need some more funds. And on top of that, there's this player drain still going on to Europe or to Japan.
Mm.
Peter Beetham's the last fellow to go. He's going to go play with the Leicester Tigers. And they're an interesting club in their own right, the Leicester Tigers. Up until the game turned professional, they didn't have numbers on their back. They had letters. And it was a really sad thing to see that go out of the game when professionalism came in. But anyway, so problems for Australian Rugby Union. I don't think that the letters they're getting are all that good. And certainly the numbers they're getting at the moment aren't all that flash either.
And in netball, all go for the Thunderbirds.
It's the Adelaide Thunderbirds. They've traded on that name of theirs and that wonderful animated comic strip for a long time. But last night they had a good win over the Mainland Tactics. That's one of the New Zealand side, 62 goals to 51. But it's still not enough to get the poor old Thunderbirds, or their rocket ship won't take off. They're still on the bottom of the Trans-Tasman ladder. But it was a good win, a heartening win. They were the champions in 2013, so there's a long way to get back to the top for them. But anyway, a good win last night, 62 goals to 51, Ellen.
Terrific. Talk to you tomorrow, Warwick.
Good on you.